Hi, I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. Barely one day goes by without me hearing about how someone is fighting for something. There is a fight for affordable health care, a fight for the minimum wage, a fight for a clean environment, and of course, a fight for education. But the fact that people are fighting for these things is utterly ridiculous. That is because humanism is utterly ridiculous. It's also a pile of rubbish, the wise being made foolish by the Christian worldview. The fact that humanists are fighting for such a thing as education is their fault. That is because they are the ones who created the Federal Department of Education, the State Departments of Education, local school boards. Those departments and boards cause humanists to have to fight through others to get what they want. So if you, the humanist, want to fight for a book to be read in the civil government schools, you have to convince the board you put in charge that they should force others to read the book. If you, the humanist, want to fight for an increase in funds for the civil government schools, you have to convince the board you put in charge that they should force others to pay more taxes. If you, the humanist, want to fight for increased teacher pay, you have to convince the board you put in charge that they should increase teacher pay. The humanist perspective is the very thing that impedes the humanist. They are fools because they live according to foolish doctrines. If you want your child to read a certain book, you can have him do so without having to convince a board. If you want more money to go to education, give more. If you want teachers to be paid more, give them more money. No problem. That is the Christian worldview, built on volunteerism, charity, love, the very opposite of the civil government school system. I'm Kevin R. Novak, and I promote abolishing the civil government school system through deconstructing the Coliseum.